ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. அவித்யா காம கர்மபிஹி, த இக்னரன்ஸ் கவரிங் த சோல் ப்ரொடியூசஸ் இன்னியம்பரபிள் மெட்டீரியல் டிசையர்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட் விச் இன்டியூஸ் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டி டு ஆக்ட் கர்மபிஹி இன் வேரியஸ் வேஸ். யூ வில் ஸ்டடி இன் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் whether one had a material outlook and due to which one had a material contemplation, like Brahma was attracted to Vagdevi, his own daughter, or you find Bharat Maharaj became attracted to a deer, or if one is indulging in materialistic activities like Ajamila, or Bharat Maharaj subsequently having become attached to the deer, whether the material activity is karma or material desires kama, both pollute the mind and it nourishes the mind and strengthens one's stay in the material world. In the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, the upside down tree of the material world is nourished by the three gunas, tamaguna, rajaguna and sattvaguna. The more the jivas wander in this world with material outlook, cultivating material desires, indulging in materialistic activities, they are increasing, prolonging their stay in the material world, strengthening and nourishing the roots of in the material world. Then how can one get rid of this material outlook, material desires, material activities? What is the solution for it? The solution is given in the Bhagavatam itself. யஸ்யாம் வைஸ்ரூயமானாயாம் கிருஷ்ணே பரமபூருஷே பக்திருத்பத்யதே பும்சாம் சோகமோஹ பய அபஹா. த மெட்டீரியல் அவுட்லுக், டிசையர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் இன்க்ரீஸ் அவர் லாமெண்டேஷன், அவர் இல்யூஷன் அண்ட் ஃபியர். தேர்ஃபோர் ஆல் லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் பிஸி அண்ட் ப்ரீ ஆக்குபைட் இன் சர்ச்சிங் ஆஃப்டர் யூனோ ஃபுட், sleep, mate and fighting, and all their life the time gets carried away in these activities. But when one takes to Krishna consciousness by hearing the name of the Lord and hearing the fame of the Lord, he can become free from the shoka moha bhaya produced by eating, sleeping, mating, defending in this world. Therefore the purer one becomes, one can understand that these activities are all superfluous to the soul. They have nothing to give and take with the soul. Therefore it is said, nidra ahara vihara kadi vijitav. The Goswamis, while practicing Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan, they conquered eating, sleeping, recreation and such activities, because these activities were of no consequence to them, because they had absorption in Krishna. Also, in the pure state, one has no competition with anybody. Dhira adhira janapriyav, it is said. Otherwise, if we have material outlook, material desires and material activities, we have competition with everybody in the world. We see world as a competitive arena, whereas in purified stage, one sees the world as a cooperative arena. All living entities aligned together, serving the Lord. And such absorption is sung in the first line of the Shaduga Samashtakam. Krishnat Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Premamritam Bhonidhi. So he says they became ocean of love of God, chanting and dancing to the tune of the holy name of the Lord. Krishna Utkirtana, they loudly sang the holy names. And the Gana Nartana, they sang and danced. So this very solution of chanting of the holy name and hearing of the holy fame of the Lord itself can destroy the shoka moha bhaya arising from our material desires and activities. And in this way, instead of nourishing the gross and subtle bodies by being absorbed in the materialistic outlook to life, one has to cultivate a spiritual outlook by hearing the scriptures. And Prabhupada says this as the only solution. Iti shushruma dhiranam enastat vichachakshire. He says one should hear from unadulterated, exalted souls who don't get disturbed by the material world, but whose absorption remains fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. They are called Dhira Purushas. So one should hear from such Dhiras, Iti Shushruma Dhiranam, and one should hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord. The glories of the Lord also should not be adulterated. They should be presented purely. The persons who present also should be pure. So then the result is Vicha Chakshire. One gets the eyes to see the world properly, which means the spiritual outlook. One can rise above the material outlook, one can come to the spiritual outlook. Spiritual outlook means mind becomes filled with spiritual desires, and hands, legs, body becomes filled with spiritual activities. And there is no other way to liberate ourselves from this world and go back to Godhead. Therefore, the sound vibration, whether it is the chanting of the holy name or hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual sound vibration is the solution which can put a full stop to shoka, moha and bhaya. Harinam Prabhu ki.